This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Round with Shaolin and Philip C. It's just gone past 7:49 in the morning. It's Thursday, the 22nd of April. And we're going to be talking about Malaysia's very important new framework of investment policy reforms, because Cabinet has reportedly just approved it. And it's called the National Investment Aspirations, otherwise known as NIA. And it aims to improve Malaysia's productivity and growth.
According to Minister of International Trade and Industry, Datuk Sri Muhammad Azman Ali, the new investment framework will help Malaysia attract high-quality investments and become a regional investment hub. Now, these are lofty and rather broad goals, but more concretely, the NIA emphasizes high use of domestic inputs, development of high productivity sectors, and the creation of high income jobs for locals, among others. But how much of this really is new or groundbreaking? And are there perhaps any gaps remaining in our investment policies?
So for some thoughts on this, we have with us Dr. Ong Kian Ming, MP for Bangi and former Deputy Minister of International Trade. Good morning, YB. Now, Dato' Sri Azmin said earlier this week that he'll be tabling a new investment policy to attract more high-quality investors to make Malaysia a high-income nation. Now, what are some of your wish lists for this policy?
Good morning, Shaoning and Philip. Thanks so much for inviting me to talk about this very important topic. I, like many other people, including the foreign investors who are currently in Malaysia and also are thinking about coming to Malaysia, are looking very much forward to this new investment policy. For my wish list, I would like to refer you to this 2,500-word article on FDI that I wrote a couple of weeks back. But I'll just summarize three things. One is to update guidelines and also the list of strategic industries for the benefit of your listeners. The list of strategic industries, or what MITI and MIDA consider strategic industries, has not been updated since 2012. Yeah, so this is something that's long overdue. I wish we could have done it when we were still in power, but for different reasons, we couldn't. Second wish list is that, and this has been recommended by the World Bank and other international organizations, is to consolidate our investment promotion agencies at the federal level. I think you have a question later on too many blueprints and whatnot. I would say that we have too many investment promotion agencies. This leads to a lot more overhead that we have to bear, the Malaysian federal government has to bear. And then at the same time, it also confuses our foreign investors. And then the third thing I want to highlight is the need to make the benefits of the FDI apparent to the common person, to the man on the ground. So I think those are the three wish lists that I have.
Can I go to your first one, which is update the list of strategic industries? So which industries are you thinking we should add or remove from the list?
So for example, digital economy. This one is under the purview of MDEC, which is actually not under MITI, it's under the Communications Ministry. And again, this is an example of too many IPAs, right? What constitutes the digital economy, the industries that are associated with it, data centers, big data investments, all these things I think need to be updated. In terms of what needs to be taken away, I think there are probably older agriculture-related areas. But even then, I think we can update the agriculture sector to say that if, let's say, you're using Industry 4.0 kind of technologies, then it can be encouraged. Yeah. Mm. So, I think we need a much more comprehensive review of what is existing first. And I'm sure most of you guys will not know what is in that list, right? Because it's never been published before.
And Kian Ming, you outed me earlier on because I was going to ask you, do you think Malaysia has too many policies, blueprints and plans that it can be confusing in terms of our direction, especially to foreign investors? And we cover this daily, but even then, we sometimes wonder, how does it all work together?
I think those plans and policies are important for each ministry because they guide the direction of each ministry. So that's why, I think it's important for MITI to give this direction to the country moving forward. What is, I think, more important is the clarity of each policy and what are the deliverables. If you come up with a policy that's too vague and too general, then people will say there's no point, or something that's nothing new, then people will say I've seen this all before. And then, of course, people always ask about implementation, right? So I think the details need to be very clear. The kind of implementation responsibilities also needs to be very clear. And also let me preempt myself by saying that actually a lot of these things, whatever Miti and Azmin announces, ultimately it has to be passed by the Ministry of Finance. So actually, you know, it shouldn't be Azmin alone who should be announcing this. He should get Tengku Zafrul to come along and to support this initiative so that it can be a joint initiative by MITI as well as MOF. But mungkin, maybe Azmin doesn't like other people to tumpang glamour.
Well, talking about tumpang glamour, because you did say in your second initiative that it is really important to consolidate our investment promotion agencies. And you make a point that policy only works if that you really have competent and effective administrators and implementers to this. So give us an idea of, in your view, how should we consolidate these agencies?
Okay. The consolidation has to take place at the same time as improving the capacity of the main investment promotion agency, which is MIDA, right? So one of the reasons why there's been a proliferation of different IPAs is that people see that there are certain gaps in MIDA, which is the Malaysian Investment Development Authority. So for example, there's a IPA called Bioeconomy. I think you guys probably haven't heard of it, right?
No.
No, yeah. So they came up with it because, there was a gap, you know, we need, you know, it's a new area. We need to promote this area. And then they came up with this IPA. And you can easily put that into MIDA, right? Bioeconomy, just create another director or put it under a current director who has expertise in this particular area, and then you can, you know, get rid of the need to hire a CEO and then a comms team and then other executives for an entirely new IPA. So it's there are, I think, about 20 over IPAs, and this is not even mentioning the regional corridors and whatnot. So definitely ripe for consolidation, especially since the Prime Minister says, you know, we don't have enough money. So this is one good way to save money.
But Kian Ming, on the flip side, right, there has been a latest investment by Microsoft, quite substantial. So the government has said that this was proof that foreign investors still had confidence in Malaysia. I mean, what are your thoughts on this recent investment? It seems like it's in the right direction, and it proves that Malaysia still has the capabilities to attract FDI.
I would agree that this is a good announcement. I think it's something positive for the country, and I hope that it can be successfully rolled out. But two additional points I want to raise here. Firstly, the Prime Minister still hasn't addressed the issue of this cabotage policy exemption for the repair of undersea cables, right? Because this has been a big issue that's been raised by the big tech players in Malaysia, including Google, Facebook, and then now recently Amazon, AWS has also come up to ask the government of Malaysia to have this exemption for this cabotage policy for undersea repair cables. Right now, we understand that MOSTI is doing a coordination policy led by YB Khairi to sort of like get evidence from MOT on whether this cabotage exemption, whether this cabotage policy is needed or whether we need an exemption. So that issue has not been addressed. Then the second issue, which probably not known to you and also to other listeners as well, is that Microsoft would want the government to provide it some contracts, I suspect.
Yep.
So they come and invest in Malaysia, they want to announce this investment, then they would also want the government to subscribe to some of these data center services, right? So the government has not been forthcoming in saying that, look, you know, are we going to provide Microsoft with certain contracts and whatnot? So this is something that's quite par for the course for these kinds of investments.
And very quickly, Kian Ming, despite this, how can we then still capitalize on these large foreign investments like Microsoft? I mean, one of the things is knowledge transfer. How do we put that into action, though?
Yeah, so actually, any incentives that are given to these foreign investors, they have certain conditions. So, for example, if you want technology transfer, you put in that you have to create a certain number of local spin-offs by year 5 of your investment in areas such as big data analytics, right? This is an area where we really need capacity building. And this really requires a very good sort of like contract that is negotiated by MIDA, the Ministry of Finance, as well as the investor, in this case is Microsoft, so that we can come up with very clear guidelines on how this technology transfer can happen, how these spin-offs can happen in Malaysia.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Dr. Ong Ken Ming, MP for Bangi and former Deputy Minister of International Trade, giving us his wish list for investments in Malaysia. We have also reached out to the Ministry of International Trade and Industry for their comments. But up next, we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, the breakfast grill, where Roshan talks to the head of new energy from Petronas. Very timely since it's Earth Day. That's happening in a few minutes. So stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.